Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we finished up our series called Now Playing. It's always a fun one and a favorite at LifePoint. And we did have a lot of fun, but I think more importantly, we saw, I know at the Delaware campus, and I believe at all four campuses, we saw a ton of guests. And I know that is oftentimes, I think, the result of just folks inviting. And so I want to, for all of you who took the time to invest in relationship and invite others, especially those who, you know, maybe wouldn't normally give Sunday morning a chance or come to church, but maybe came because they liked, you know, a particular movie or something like that. That's the whole point, is that we get a chance to share the gospel with folks who maybe wouldn't otherwise hear the gospel and to make disciples. And so I want to encourage you to continue to do that, to invest in relationship and invite others into relationship with Christ. But at Delaware, the Delaware campus, we were talking about Endgame, right? Avengers Endgame, which is the conclusion, right, of 22 different Marvel films. And I'm not sure there's really anything like it in film. But in Endgame, Thanos, the bad guy, he has accomplished his sort of end goal. So in the previous movie, in Avengers Infinity War, he gathered all the Infinity Stones, which then gave him enough power to obliterate half of life in the universe. He felt like the universe needed a reset, and so that's what he does. And in the beginning of the Avengers film, in Endgame, the Avengers are really trying to figure out what to do. Eventually, they do figure out a way to sort of undo all of this, and they have another final showdown with Thanos. But at the beginning of the film, they're really wrestling with, how do we move forward after this major failure? And after half of all life in the universe has been obliterated, many of their friends are gone. They're really struggling with hope. I mean, they feel very hopeless. And all of them sort of cope with that differently. But I kind of asked that question of our folks. I said, you know, where is it that we find hope as believers in a changing world, in an uncertain world? And sometimes when it feels like, man, things are just falling apart, when circumstances are not good, and all of us invariably will go through seasons of life where circumstances are just difficult, where is it that we find our hope? And we went to 1 Peter chapter 1, and Peter says this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 7. He says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope." We have new life in Christ, right? Born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this, right, in all of that, right, you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. I just think those are such powerful verses, and it tells us flat out, we have not just hope, but a living hope. Because of Jesus, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have been born again. We have new life in Christ. We are not who we were, right? We are not our past mistakes. We're not our present mistakes or our future mistakes. The old person is gone. Our sin is washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ shed for us at the cross. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are born again. We're given new life, and we have this living hope. We're born into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. I mean, it's a hope that can't die because it's rooted in Christ. And Jesus already died, and he defeated the grave, and God raised him from the grave victorious. And he promises that he will raise us, if we've trusted Jesus with your life, he promises to raise you to new life as well. Not just now, right, making us new, recreating us, making us born again, but also on the day that he returns, that he will give us new, glorious bodies. Right? That's what we have to look forward to, eternal life with him forever, with a glorious body in comparison to this lowly body. And into an inheritance, right? Peter goes on and says, we have an inheritance that's imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for us. And, you know, the heart of that inheritance is new life with Christ. It's Christ himself. We have him. We are his, and he is ours, and we'll be able to live with him in perfect joy forever. but also rewarded, right? We are rewarded by the Lord for what we do in this life, living faithfully for Him. And it's just amazing. Peter says that's an inheritance that's untouchable. It's eternal. It's untouchable. It cannot be defiled, cannot fade, cannot perish. It's something that, this is why Jesus says, right, don't lay up treasures for yourself here in this life. In this life, right, it can be taken from you, right? The stock market can go down very quickly, right? You can lose a lot of money very quickly. Eventually, we all die. We can't take it with us. But in heaven, it's undefiled. When we live our lives here in such a way that we are investing in our heavenly inheritance, if I can say it that way, it's imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. And he says that, man, we are by God's power being guarded through faith, right, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, which is just so encouraging to know that through faith, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because of who God is, man, he has put his seal of protection on us, on our lives. Nothing happens to us that doesn't happen without the knowledge and the permission even of God. And I know that can be very hard, because you think, man, sometimes things happen in our lives that are just so hard to understand and hurtful. Why would God allow this? And yet, Peter goes on to say, right now, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, right? Sometimes God brings those things into our lives, these trials, but he says we're able to rejoice, right, in everything that we just talked about. And also we know that, right, it's going to test the genuineness of our faith, and that our faith will be refined by the trials that we go through. And it'll result, right, he says, in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And those, for all of that, right, we have reason to hope. That is where our hope is found. It is not found in our changing circumstances, but in the unchanging truth of Jesus Christ, the unchanging nature of who God is, the unchanging love of God for us, a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you. I want to encourage you to think about that this morning. Let me pray for you and then take some time just to pray for yourself. Father, I do pray. It is so tempting, God, for us to look for hope in our circumstances, in other people, in relationships, in success, in the amount of money we make, or just maybe generally in the future, right? That things will get better. But Father, our circumstances are ever changing. And I think about that the old hymn, right, that says, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Father, help us to build our life upon you, the rock, and to remember, Father, our hope is found in you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Father, thank you for that. Help us to dwell on it and embrace that truth. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time just to pray for yourself this morning. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.